Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we're going to talk about censorship, and we're going to talk about the politics in the United States and First Amendment rights, which is the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, right? Isn't that, I think that's all captured under our very First Amendment, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I paraphrased it because I don't have it memorized, but it's not very complicated. You have the right to say what you want to say. No one can lock you up for it. But unfortunately, you can get fired. So for things you say. So what do you think about the situation in America where the comedian Jimmy Kimmel just recently got fired or suspended, I guess, for making jokes about the president and Charlie Kirk, I believe. Yeah,
that was wild. So the context of what he actually said, for our students who haven't seen it, it was a very mild. He was just saying, like, basically his big joke that got him fired was just showing a clip of President Trump where they asked President Trump, hey, how are you holding up after your friend Charlie Kirk passed away? And he said, I'm doing fine, I think. You can see there's construction going on here for my new ballroom.
He couldn't even pretend to care about Charlie Kirk for one sentence. Like, in mid-sentence, he pivoted to the ballroom and talking about construction, which is like, I mean, he can't even fake his, like, empathy. You know what I mean? Like, it's awful. Yeah.
It is really bad. It was so crazy because he just went to talking, like, pivoted immediately to talking about how he's getting a new ballroom constructed in the presidential White House, and just so self-centered and callous. Like, you can say everything you want about how, you know, liberals and leftists have been joking about Charlie Kirk's death, but it's just insane that someone who is politicizing his death and pretending to care so much about Charlie Kirk, like, it was just callous. Like, he couldn't pretend to care. And all Jimmy Kimmel did was show that clip. He did not.
Yeah.
That he didn't do anything else. Like, that was it. There wasn't, like, it wasn't some big joke. He really didn't say anything hateful or bad about Charlie Kirk. He didn't even say anything bad about the president. He literally just used the president's own words and showed a clip of the president. And now after that, following that episode, he was literally canceled. This is a very famous talk show host in the United States. And he was canceled off the air, and his entire show was canceled off that one incident.
Yeah, I mean, this is insanity. Like, this is crazy. I mean, you can people are getting fired now. Here's a quote. Okay, so I'm gonna who said this? Okay, this is a quote. This is a test for you, Social. I don't care that he's dead. He's not a hero. He's a scumbag. He shouldn't be celebrated. Who said those comments
about Charlie Kirk?
No, that Charlie Kirk said those comments about George Floyd.
About George Floyd,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, so this is the guy that we're supposed to be so sorry, feeling so sorry for right now, because he got assassinated when George Floyd was also assassinated. And Charlie Kirk's response to his death was, I don't care that he's dead. He's not a hero. He's a scumbag. He shouldn't be celebrated. So, you know, I mean, it's just kind of ironic, you know, that George Floyd happened to be black and Charlie Kirk happens to be white. And, you know, it's like, I mean, come on. I mean, it's just pure gaslighting. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you quote, people are quoting Charlie Kirk. They're saying the words that he said. They're writing them on their Facebook. And there were some pretty reprehensible, horrible things that he said. And then getting fired for quoting him. It's like, Now we're not even allowed to quote people's actual
Yeah,
words.
for quoting the president as well, because he didn't even quote any of the negative things that Charlie Kirk said, actually, with
Right.
Kimmel. And so it was just like, because it made Donald Trump look bad. Donald Trump's own words made Donald Trump look bad. And just playing that clip that Donald Trump said and presented to the media with his full consent, just playing that clip publicly on air, just because it makes like the president made himself look bad, they canceled Jimmy Kimmel. And it's crazy because Jimmy Kimmel is a white man. He's affluent. He's like very wealthy. He's had this talk show host for years. He really is like kind of, he's closer to a centrist, I would say, than liberal or
Yeah,
right
he's like
wing.
left of center, you know.
Yeah.
He's got some nice
He's left of center. Yeah.
healthcare viewpoints and stuff, but he's definitely right in the, you know, like
Yeah. He's like the
elitist, you know, kind of,
liberal
yeah,
elitist,
right,
probably. But
yeah.
yeah. And it's for a white man to get canceled off something like that. I mean, we are in fascism. Like, we fascism.
Yeah.
It can be denied.
I totally agree. This is like the beginning, or we could say nascent, that's a good vocabulary word for our students, stages of fascism. Other people would disagree and say we're right in the middle of it. I still think it's kind of early stages, but it's ramping up. But here's the thing that this is the thing that I think is the dangerous game that the right wing is playing by doing this. The left also kind of cultural pushback, right? Like cultural cancel culture, right? Like actual culture, not fake. You know, like I would say, like the Republicans right now are acting like they have some kind of mandate to control the culture, the laws, everything, just by, you know, fiat almost, you know, and Americans do not like to be told how to mourn, how to, you know, how to think in certain crisis situations, you know, and it doesn't end well for whatever group is doing the canceling. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Right.
it just leaves a bad taste in American people's mouths in general. Like, it's they don't like it, you know.
Or
Like, don't
just
tell me,
freedom
yeah.
of speech is one of our basis of our constitution. And so,
Yeah.
yeah. Sorry, Jack, I didn't mean to cut you off. I
No,
just
no,
heard.
no. I mean, the thing is, freedom of speech means you can't go to jail for things you say, right? But it doesn't mean that a private company can't fire you. But the
That is
problem is,
true. That is
but
true. But
Jimmy Kimmel was not fired by a private company for no reason. It was the president of the United States put pressure on that company to fire him. So that is a First Amendment violation, if you ask me. Like, the president is the most powerful person in the world. Like, he's the leader of America. So if he's picking and choosing who he wants to be, you know, only people that say good things about me get to have a TV show. That seems like that's trampling all over the First Amendment right there. That's not a
That's
private company just making a business decision. So what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you. I think that it's kind of scary. I think that I mean, it shows how problematic it is that our media is also run by these like private companies.
And total cowards, just pathetic
Yeah,
losers. And
total capitalism.
they're going to be way worse off if they just capitulate every time. If they just surrender, they're going to be
Yeah.
way worse off in the future anyway. I don't understand why they don't just, you know, stand up to a bully. It's
It's
crazy.
crazy. And then Trump went on just did you see that interview he did just recently?
I
Just
don't think I
today.
saw it. No, I
He
missed
literally
it.
it's like he literally just did this interview and they said, you know, he said that he canceled he felt like Jimmy Kimmel should be canceled over hate speech. And they were like, well, that's not hate, that wasn't hate speech. But he and then this woman who was interviewing him said, well, Charlie Kirk didn't believe in hate speech. What would you say to that? And Donald Trump, I quote, literally replied to her, well, he might not be saying that anymore.
Oh, what a
Imagine
callous, cold thing to
that.
say.
It's like dystopian. It's not even dystopian. It's like it's so bold-faced.
Well, you want to turn to these Christians that are doing, going to these like weird little memorials all over the country where they put like a picture of Charlie Kirk in front of a congregation, and they all pray and sing songs and stuff, and you're like, are you hearing this? Like, did you how can you know what I mean? Like, but I think it's a cult. Like, it is as frustrating as trying to deprogram a family member who's a member of some kind of weird religious cult. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't, there is a point in the process where you are almost completely cleaved from reality. Like, no facts or truth or amount of argumentation or pointing out any good points or anything is even going to have make any difference. It's just like, it's like a train that can't be, that the brakes are broken, like it's just pointless to try to slow it down. Like, the only thing that can happen is it's going to crash, and then eventually, all the pieces get picked up, and like in some instances, like the Jonestown massacre in the 1970s or 80s ends with like 400 or 500 people, 1,000 people, I don't know, drinking poisonous Kool-Aid and killing themselves, or the Hale Bopp Comet, another mass suicide. It's just like, I've never seen it on such a large scale before, but it's just like dealing with family members and people who believe in this, that Donald Trump is a patriot and that Charlie Kirk was a saint, and that, just ignoring all the facts of like the reality of the past and just like acting like, they're in a totally different storyline, like they're inventing
It's just weird.
a story. And it is weird. It's just like, it's unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. And it's very frustrating because it's like, it's very much about like gaslighting the other side too, right? So it's like,
I deny, deny that things that happened and things that were really said were said. And then they always say, like, what about the context? What about the context? And the context just always makes it worse somehow, not better. But they like cling onto the idea that somehow the context is going to save it. I mean, it's poisonous. And I mean, what do you think about this administration? Like, do you think we're I mean, I think after this whole thing happened, I'm kind of scared of fascism. I feel like we're right there.
Yeah,
Do you
it's
feel
just
that?
gonna be, it's just another, they just need one more event. This is like, but the thing is that they tried to make the Charlie Kirk thing the inciting event, but it just didn't have enough there. He was just too controversial a figure to make it happen. You know what I mean? I mean, there's just too
Right.
many, it just wasn't, it wasn't, they tried their hardest, to make
Well,
him a saint,
Taylor was actually right wing, and so
Yeah.
they flubbed the ball on that, basically.
Well, I mean, they just go for anything they can. Any political points they can score, they're just going to use whatever they have. I think they're going to create a crisis, and then point at it and go, look what a huge crisis we have. We need to, lock down. We need martial law. We need, no more rights. Just we just you just need a strong man to protect you during this horrible time when actually crime is the lowest it's been since like the 1960s in America. I mean, there's absolutely no, I mean, we do have a gun violence problem, but we know what that is. It's
Right.
because America is too many guns. Like, it's just, you stick 400 million guns in a country, you're gonna have gun problem. It's just like,
Well, you can go
duh.
shop, you get your groceries and a gun in the same place, Walmart.
Yeah, you could go to the bank and buy. Yeah, sometimes they give you a gun as like a gift if you open a bank account.
That's wild. That's insane. I didn't
Yeah.
even. That's so cringy.
Context is also makes a huge difference, because it's like, oh, you're quoting him out of context. No, what context means, out of context means when you get the full context, the opposite is true. Not this, not it doesn't mean that this it doesn't change at all. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yes.
the context, getting full context means that if you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-Grainger, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did not get in full context of something, it means usually that the opposite is true, you know? But in his case, people are keep going like, well, what's the full context? And I'm like, all right, well, I'll read the whole paragraph. And it's just the same. It's just racism, you know? It's just like black people,
If anything, it makes it look worse.
Right. It's usually just buries a little deeper, you know, like in the
Yes.
racism hole. Yeah. Or misogyny hole or whatever, you know, you want to call it, because he was a misogynist, he was also a racist, and he was also a bigot against like transgender people, LGBTQ plus, you know. I mean, just you name it. He was, you know,
He was big.
yeah. I know this is not about Charlie Kirk, but I mean he got kind of captured young by this like billionaire when he was like 18 to start like, you know, doing these, you know, debates and stuff. And I just feel like if the guy had actually had a chance to, I don't know. I feel like he might have come around eventually, but maybe I'm wrong, you know. But he might have actually used his powers for good, you know what I mean? Instead of for nefarious purposes. I feel like he is a guy that would have, you know, could have been a good person on the left, you know, understanding the psychology of the right, but. I don't know. I always got the feeling that maybe at one point down the road he might actually have a come to Jesus moment, but I don't know. That maybe it was just my wishful thinking. It's sad, you know.
Generous. You're more generous than me because I'm like, yeah, okay, get rid of that guy. Not, kill him, obviously,
Not
but
literally, but you know, just figuratively, yeah, not part of the national spotlight or whatever.
Yeah. So do you think what happened with Jimmy Kimmel is fascism? Like, what's your opinion on that?
Oh yeah, this is it's all fascism. What ICE is doing, terrorizing communities based on the color of their skin.
That is really scary.
Yeah, I mean, ICE is one component of it. I would say media censorship and propaganda is another one. You know, Fox News has become because here's the you know this is all you need to know about the hypocrisy of the two-party system we have in America right now. So. Jimmy Kimmel basically just made a little joke about Donald Trump and Charlie Kirk and his kind of lack of sympathy. And then on the other side, the Fox News host the same week said we should just kill, involuntarily euthanize, which means kill homeless people. And he received zero backlash. Nothing. I mean, he got backlash, but he didn't receive any sort of suspension. Or a risk of being fired for saying, let's murder homeless people. And
I mean,
other people just quoted Charlie Kirk word for word, verbatim, and got fired. So that this fascism, you know, like we're in fascism now because when one side goes like, I can say, let's kill homeless people and not have to deal with anything. And the other group goes, well, I just don't want to. I'm not into mourning the way you are because I didn't really care for him when he was alive. So I'm not going to pretend to care about him when he's dead. You're fired. You know,
right.
it's like that is not this. That's two different rules for the same game. You know what I mean? Like,
It's not even
yeah.
that. Like, people did not even say anything about Charlie Kirk. What he said was basically criticizing the president because he doesn't. Oh, so he used Donald Trump's own words against him that just showed that Donald Trump doesn't actually give a flying rat behind about Charlie Kirk. He just proved that Donald Trump doesn't care at all from his own words, his own actions, his own admission, does not care at all about Charlie Kirk and is just using the death to politicize it. Like, if this is someone that you've actually cared about and you weren't just using the death to politicize, you would have, for at least a sentence, just for that question, said, "You know, I am really sorry. My heart goes out to his family. We're doing what we can to support." And
Yeah, you
instead, he
could have
just
finished the sentence, you know? If I came, if you know, if you, if some, if a good friend loses a parent or something, and I go like, "I'm so sorry for your loss," and the kid goes like, "Thank you. And have you seen my new car that I bought? You know, like, and let's run outside of the church and look at my new car." It's like, that'd be so weird. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
do you care? You know, your parent just died and you're concerned. You want to show off your car, you know, your new ballroom, your new toy. It's just
Right.
like, it's
And they're like,
nuts, you
let's
know?
say Kirk and him weren't close or whatever. But even in that, it's like, Bernie Sanders, knock on wood, that's my man. That's like, I love his, I stand for everything Bernie stands for. Like, he's amazing. And
Yeah,
if he
me
passed
too.
away, and someone asked me how I felt, I would say, I'm devastated. I'm devastated. Or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, again, knock on wood, if she passed away and someone asked me how I felt, I would be devastated. I would say, you know what, I am devastated. I hope their family's okay. Like, I'm really saddened by the news. Like, if anything like that happened, I would be so devastated.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm scared about right now is the next stage is getting rid of political dissidents, right? So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, Ilhan Omar, Jayapal, I forgot her first name, and Mamdani. I mean, these are the progressive, young progressive people that are going to either change our country or they're going to get, destroyed by this, regime that knows how dangerous their
What they're
ideals
saying.
are, how big of a threat they are to, because they're very popular. These people are very, very popular. So, yeah, I mean, I'm
Oh,
just,
this as
yeah, we're in
well.
a season of political violence right now in America, like the 1960s, where there were like assassination after assassination after assassination. And I'm very much concerned for, our politicians that are, fighting the good fight and doing the work, and also public personalities like podcasters on the left that are, willing to speak truth to power. That doesn't come at a that comes at a price, you got nut jobs that are willing to, shoot you, or you've got a government that's willing to trample on your First Amendment rights and just lock you up indefinitely. Like, that's where we're heading, because we're only a year into Donald Trump's presidency. Like, we've got 3 more years of this. Like,
We're
what
like
is,
months in, man. Like
I know.
that full year, and then Project 2025. I mean, I'm embarrassed to be honest because I did not like, 2016 Trump's presidency. I was really devastated when he got elected, and then through the presidency, I just kind of stopped taking it so seriously because it was not that much of a dumpster fire, like how Project 2025 is literally a dumpster fire. And I'm just embarrassed because I wasn't really worried at first,
They came prepared this time. Last time they weren't, they didn't know how to, they didn't understand how to manipulate government and how to do it from the inside. Now they figured it out. They spent 4 years basically in think tanks figuring out how to do it. And the real president is Stephen Miller. This is all his, this is his show, the hatred, the bigotry, the terrorist, the terrorizing of immigrant communities. I mean, he just hates those people so much. Yeah, this is a dark time for America. I mean, just very, very dark.
Think one of the worst things about this whole thing is just that I think that it hurts me. It's hard for me to say this, but Donald Trump is kind of charismatic.
Oh, for sure. That's his thing, That's number one, on the checklist of like fascistic leaders, You must be charismatic,
Yeah, and he is charismatic. And I think the other thing that really helped him get elected is that he spoke in plain English that that every layman could understand.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't seem, even though everything he was saying was a lie, he
Yeah, he
didn't
broke
seem,
every promise. Yeah.
yeah, he just did not seem pretentious like these people, like even Kamala, like she just seemed so pretentious. And then the Democrats really fumbled everything because they were swearing up and down that Joe Biden was, fit to serve for
Oh,
another
yeah.
term.
You're
He
right,
wasn't.
right,
He
right,
wasn't fit to
right.
serve. And then when he had, and then you see Trump just demolish him on the debate stage. There was a point where Joe Biden said something, and then Trump said, I don't know what he said. I don't think he even knows what he said. And it was funny and it was true. And that was like the hardest part to watch as someone who is hoping in a two-party system that at least the lesser of the two evils gets elected. It was hard to watch him totally destroy Joe Biden. And then Kamala had to come up and take Joe Biden's place. But by that time, it was too late, and a lot of people lost trust and faith in the Democratic Party because they're like, "Well, you told us that Joe was cool to serve, and it was clear he wasn't. So what else are you kind of hiding, you know?"
No, a Democrat Party is completely a rudderless ship floating in the middle of the ocean and with no leadership. It's absolutely they're nowhere, you know? And
Yeah.
so we need young people, millennials to step up and just get, you know, it's the most geriatric party in all of politics that you could think of. Like the average age of the Democrat is like 72 or something. I mean, you got people at 80. You had Dianne Feinstein, 100 years old. She didn't even know where she was half the time. Like she had aides basically telling her, you know, like, oh, this is, you know, I mean, it's just like when you're 100 years old, why would you be taking a spot away from someone who's 35 or 40? You know what I mean? That's what the Republican Party, they bring new blood in, you know, they keep it fresh. And the Democratic Party is just like, you know, once you're in, it's like this lifetime job that you get to just be, you know, cush job. It's crazy. It really is. I'm not, you know, if the listeners out there want to know the difference between, you know, Social and Me and like some right winger, the right winger is always going to apologize and be stand up for any Republican politician, no matter how nasty they are. And Social and I will always criticize our own party, or not even our own party. I'm not even a Democrat, but I vote Democrat. So,
Yep,
but I
too.
will criticize them all day long because they're a bunch of feckless losers that deserve to be, you know, chastised because they're pathetic and their leadership sucks. And so that's the difference. When you could critique your own party versus only never critiquing your own party, that's a big tell of the difference in ideology, you know. I don't know if I
Yeah.
explained that correctly to our
You
the
did. No,
listeners,
you
but
Yeah,
okay.
you did a great job explaining that. But yeah, I totally just think it's just getting out of hand. And so ultimately, students, that's kind of our wrap, our take on the Jimmy Kimmel thing. For those of you who are listening, what do you think, and what are your countries saying about America's current situation? I know a lot of people are saying, their country advises against traveling to America. We advise against traveling to America right now. And
Absolutely.
yeah, I know a lot of people are saying, their country's saying that, it's on warning lists for fascism and there's a lot going on. So, I mean, let us know what you think. We are interested to hear your guys' opinions on this matter. And I think a couple of exciting little updates that we have here for the end of the episode is that Jack and I are going to start up next week with a fun couple of episodes. One is memology and the other one is debate. And yeah, we'll explain those to you guys a little more when the time comes, but we are so excited and we hope you guys like the new series. Let us know what kind of content you guys would still be interested in listening to, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.